Welcome to the latest episode of the ORX Operational Risk Podcast. I'm Matthew Glenister, Head of Risk Management at ORX. Today I'm joined by my colleague Natasha Smith-Craig, Assistant Research Manager for the Risk Management Programme.
Hi Matt, welcome everyone.
In this episode, we'll summarise some of the key findings and outcomes from the recently published Operational Risk Horizon 2024 report. The full report, together with the Emerging Risk Landscape Interactive Visualisation, are available for ORX members to access as part of their annual membership subscription, and it's also available for non-members to purchase. Go to orx.org to find out more and order a copy. All sources used in this episode will be added to the show notes. Before we talk about the key findings from this year's report, for more than 5 years, ORX have been canvassing industry opinion on the most significant emerging operational and non-financial risks. This annual study examines significant emerging risks, provides a deep dive into the external macro-environmental factors influencing these emerging risks, and delves into details with an in-focus section on some key risks. 48 leading global banks and insurers participated in this year's study and shared their perspectives on the emerging risk landscape with respect to the next 12 to 36 months. So thank you to our members for their contributions. We at ORX believe that members can leverage the Operational Risk Horizon report within their own firms to provide some key values, such as having access to a useful benchmarking tool, gaining insights from peer firms, including the actions they're taking, and as a resource to help support the understanding and documentation of risk drivers and impacts. So, Natasha, can you start us off with what listeners can learn from the headline findings?
Sure, thanks, Matt. So the first key finding is that the emerging risk landscape has remained largely unchanged, with the top emerging risks staying consistent. In fact, four of the top five emerging risks are the same as last year. There has, however, been a solidification of scores within the ranking, as these top risks have actually increased in concern for risk managers and are therefore moving further away from other risks in the ranking. We will give a breakdown of the top five emerging risks later in the episode. A second message that continues to come out strongly is the omnipresent concern of cyber risk, with cybercrime remaining a consistent feature on the emerging risk landscape. Risk practitioners shared specific concerns over the potential for cybercriminals to quickly adopt emerging technologies to enhance their attack methods. They also shared concerns over the possibility that financial firms may not be able to respond with controls or protective policies in time.
This leads on to a third key finding from this year's report, which is that artificial intelligence and cloud computing are at the forefront of emerging technology concerns. This is mainly due to concerns over the threat of cyber attacks or business service disruption at third parties, which could impact or threaten firms' data or operations. The interconnectivity of third-party risk management was highlighted throughout the report across multiple risk categories. Concern over the increasing potential for concentration risk due to reliance on key third parties was also a very strong message from this year's Horizon study, with the growing potential for this risk to materialise if many financial firms rely on a small number of key suppliers, particularly in high dependency areas such as technology. References to key suppliers and supply chains appeared throughout the Horizon study, with risk practitioners expressing concern over the future resilience of supply chains in the face of several emerging risks, including cybercrime, emerging technologies, climate, and third party.
And lastly, a slightly newer theme that came up during this year's Horizon study was concern over social risks. Firms expressed fears over customers experiencing challenges in the face of the cost of living crisis and high inflation rates, as well as concerns over pressure and expectations from customers, staff, and regulators alike, which again cuts across several risk categories.
In the survey, we asked firms to select and rank their top five categories. Let's run through the top five emerging risk categories from the Operational Risk Horizon 2024 report.
In first place was advancing cybercrime, and this remains in first place for the third year running, and is of no real surprise given what we've already been discussing. Three key concerns raised by members regarding advancing cybercrime were the increasing number and sophistication of cyber attacks, concerns over regulations keeping up to date with technological developments and firms keeping their controls in line too, and the shortage of cybersecurity skills, Very much linked to advancing cybercrime and the associated need for consistent and quality cybersecurity is technology and digital strategy, which came in second place this year. This category was formerly two separate risk categories, with emerging technology being ranked within the top three emerging risks since 2021, and digital strategies since 2022. Participants noted their three key concerns for technology and digital strategy were the speed of adoption, the global shortage of specialized skills, and regulatory scrutiny.
In third place came business service disruption. This was ranked second last year, but swapped positions with technology and digital strategy in this year's ranking. Key concerns raised by survey participants here were as follows. The potential for simultaneous disruptions, which could threaten overall resilience, supplier and or geographical concentration risk, and cyber attacks and their potential to cause business service disruption. This refers to direct cyber attacks against a firm, infiltration via third parties, and cyber attacks on third-party vendors themselves, which are subsequently disrupted. In fourth position was regulation and supervision. This emerging risk category has not been in the top five emerging risks since 2021 and has risen significantly to fourth place this year from seventh last year. Regulatory scrutiny is emerging as a growing compliance concern as financial firms endeavour to adapt and comply with a more complicated regulatory environment. Some key examples of developing supervisory guidance include regulations for cryptocurrency, greenwashing, AI, equity market structure and disclosure, for example, on ESG and investment funds. There is a section of the report specifically dedicated to regulatory factors.
And in fifth place was data for the third year running. Two key concerns over data that participants shared were data protection, notably when considering data fed into AI tools and the distribution of those outputs, and maintaining regulatory compliance, especially across several jurisdictions. Two recent publications from ORX News demonstrate how these risks could materialise and potentially impact firms. Firstly, ORX News has published a deep dive report on the MOVEit hack, where thousands of firms suffered data breaches via zero-day software flaws. This deep dive is freely available to the public and covers the unfolding events, internal and external risk factors, and remedial measures. ORX News has also published a special edition In Focus report on the post office scandal here in the UK. This report is available to new subscribers only, and it covers several aspects of operational risk, including third party, technology, internal fraud, conduct and governance issues, reputational damage, and social issues. Both examples show how certain emerging risks could materialise and impact firms, their reputation, and staff and customers. Check out the latest free podcast from ORX News for more information on these stories and a focus on third-party risk.
That was a brief overview of insights found in Section 1 of the Horizon Report. Section 2 focuses on the external macro environment, which significantly impacts risk profiles, so we always want to provide readers with a better understanding of what the financial industry views as the most significant external factors. To create this section of the report, we asked participants to select and rank six factors that they believe could most significantly influence future risk profiles in the next 12 to 36 months. These are technological, geopolitical, environmental, macroeconomic, social, and regulatory factors. For each of those factors, we also ask members what management actions they're taking to address or in response to those emerging concerns.
Unsurprisingly, cyber threats are of highest concern within technological factors, along with the emergence of AI. To drive resilience in this area, firms are firstly monitoring technological developments, cyber threats and related exposures, as well as monitoring critical suppliers in order to mitigate vulnerabilities of cyber attacks on third parties. They also continue to enhance their IT risk frameworks and cyber controls, as well as focus on recruitment and retention of skilled staff and internal training. As for environmental factors, extreme weather was the top concern, with natural disasters in second place, as firms are increasingly concerned about the physical impacts of climate change on their staff, their customers, and premises, as well as the potential disruptions that climate change-related events could have on supply chains. Something else that came out strongly in this year's report was firms' concern over stakeholders' expectations and the potential for growing social pressure and regulatory scrutiny in relation to climate. In the face of environmental challenges and concerns, firms' current priorities include reinforcing scenarios and business recovery setup for natural disaster events, enhancing business continuity planning to ensure uninterrupted operations in the face of natural disasters, and carrying out a review of insurance against physical climate events to ensure adequate coverage. If you would like more information on macroeconomic, geopolitical, regulatory, and social factors, please go to the report.
So that brings our brief overview of the Horizon report to a close. But before we go, just a reminder that like last year, this year's Horizon report is accompanied by an interactive visualization, which allows members to explore the data that we've gathered. You can go into emerging risk factors and really get an understanding of how those factors interconnect by using the visualization. As we've heard throughout the podcast, several of the top emerging threats have a high level of interconnectivity. So this tool presents a really valuable view. Don't forget that ORX member firms have free access to the Operational Risk Horizon Report as part of their annual membership subscription. The Risk Horizon Report is also available for any firm to purchase. Head to orx.org to download or purchase a copy. All links to the content used in this episode will be added to the show notes.
Thanks for listening. You can find more ORX podcasts on your favourite streaming platform. Simply search for the ORX Operational Risk Podcast to find us. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We're looking forward to you joining us again soon.